Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Essentials of Public Speaking by Professional SKZ Publishing is a practical guide for anyone who wants to speak with more confidence, clarity, and impact in front of an audience. Positioned within the Essentials of Communication series, the book focuses on the core skills that make speeches memorable, shaping a clear message, delivering it with presence, and managing the nerves that often derail performance. Rather than treating public speaking as a talent you either have or do not have, it frames it as a learnable set of behaviors and strategies that can be practiced and improved. Readers can expect an emphasis on preparation, audience awareness, body language, voice control, and methods for handling fear and anxiety. The overall promise is straightforward: help you command the stage, sound credible, and create a speech people remember. It is especially relevant for students, professionals, entrepreneurs, and anyone who presents ideas in meetings, classrooms, interviews, or on stages where attention and trust must be earned quickly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a speech that has one clear purpose. A memorable speech starts long before you step on stage, and the book emphasizes the importance of defining a single, focused purpose. Instead of cramming in everything you know, the speaker identifies what the audience should think, feel, or do afterward. That clarity guides every decision: what to include, what to remove, and how to organize the flow so listeners can follow without effort. The book highlights practical planning steps such as choosing a central idea, creating a simple structure, and supporting it with points that are easy to recall. A strong opening earns attention quickly, while a purposeful closing reinforces the main takeaway and signals what comes next. The guidance is especially useful for people who ramble, overexplain, or lose the audience in too many details. By emphasizing a message-first approach, the book encourages speakers to move from scattered content to a speech that feels intentional and coherent. This topic also connects to credibility. When your speech is organized and purposeful, you appear more confident and trustworthy, even before delivery techniques come into play. Secondly, understanding the audience and adapting your message, public speaking improves dramatically when the speech is built for the audience rather than for the speaker. The book stresses audience awareness as a core strategy, encouraging readers to consider who will listen, what they already believe, what they care about, and what constraints they face. This helps the speaker choose the right tone, level of detail, and examples that resonate. Adaptation also includes how you frame benefits, address objections, and make the topic relevant to the room in front of you. A technical audience may want depth and precision, while a general audience may need simpler language and clearer context. The book also highlights how expectations change across settings, such as business presentations, classroom talks, ceremonial speeches, or persuasive pitches. By treating the audience as a partner in communication, the speaker becomes more flexible and responsive, which reduces the risk of sounding scripted or disconnected. This topic reinforces that confidence is often situational. You feel more in control when you know who you are speaking to and why they should care. The result is a speech that lands better because it meets listeners where they are. Thirdly, delivery skills that create stage presence. Even a well-written speech can fall flat if delivery feels hesitant or monotone, and the book focuses on practical performance elements that help speakers command attention. Key areas include vocal technique, pacing, articulation, and strategic pauses that let important points land. Body language also plays a central role. Posture, gestures, eye contact, and purposeful movement can signal confidence and make the message easier to absorb. The book's approach is geared toward making delivery feel controlled rather than theatrical, helping speakers look natural while still being intentional. Another important element is alignment between words and nonverbal cues. When your expression and posture match your message, you appear more credible and the audience is more likely to trust you. This topic also covers the common pitfalls that weaken presence, such as fidgeting, avoiding eye contact, speaking too fast, or filling silence with unnecessary words. Delivery skills are presented as trainable habits built through repetition, feedback, and awareness. By emphasizing presence as a set of choices, the book supports speakers who want to stand out without pretending to be someone they are not. Fourthly, managing nervousness, fear, and performance anxiety. Many people avoid speaking not because they lack ideas, but because anxiety hijacks their body and attention. The book addresses public speaking fear as normal and manageable, offering strategies to reduce overwhelm and regain control. It emphasizes preparation as a confidence multiplier, because familiarity with your structure and key points lowers uncertainty. It also points toward mental and physical techniques that can help before and during a speech, such as controlled breathing, reframing nervous energy, and using grounding routines to prevent spiraling thoughts. Another important angle is shifting focus away from self-monitoring and towards serving the audience. When the goal becomes helping listeners understand or act, anxiety often becomes more tolerable. The book also acknowledges common stress triggers like forgetting lines, being judged, or facing difficult questions, and encourages realistic contingency planning so unexpected moments do not derail the speaker. This topic is particularly valuable because it treats anxiety reduction as a system rather than a quick fix. Over time, repeated exposure combined with better skills can retrain your response to speaking situations. The payoff is not just calmer speeches, but greater willingness to pursue opportunities that require visibility. Lastly, practice, feedback, and making speeches memorable. Memorable speeches are rarely spontaneous. The book highlights deliberate practice as the bridge between knowing what to do and doing it under pressure. This includes rehearsing with clear goals, such as improving transitions, tightening the opening, or varying vocal emphasis rather than simply repeating the script. It also encourages using feedback loops, whether from peers, recordings, or structured self-review, to identify habits you do not notice in the moment. Another dimension of memorability is how the message is packaged. The book emphasizes making points easy to remember through clear structure, strong examples, and language that is concrete and audience-friendly. Memorability also comes from emotional connection, which can be built through relatable scenarios, purposeful emphasis, and a confident, steady presence. The topic reinforces that practice is not just repetition, but refinement. Each rehearsal should reduce friction, clarify the core message, and increase delivery consistency. Over time, this approach makes speaking feel less like a performance you survive and more like a skill you control. The result is a speaker who can walk on stage with a plan, adapt in real time, and leave the audience with a clear takeaway. In conclusion, this book is a strong fit for students, professionals, entrepreneurs, and leaders who regularly present in meetings, classrooms, interviews, pitches, or public events and want a reliable framework for speaking with confidence. It is also well-suited for anyone who feels capable in one-on-one conversation but struggles when attention shifts to them in a group. The main benefit is practical improvement across the full speaking process, choosing a clear purpose, shaping content around the audience, delivering with stronger voice and body language, and managing fear and anxiety so nerves do not dictate performance. These skills transfer directly into everyday life by improving how you advocate for yourself, explain ideas, and influence decisions under pressure. Compared to similar public speaking books that focus mostly on inspiration or generic tips, this one positions speaking as a set of learnable strategies and habits. That makes it easier to turn reading into action, especially for people who want step-by-step guidance rather than theory. If you are looking for a compact, skill-centered resource to help you become more composed, credible, and memorable, it is worth buying as a practical toolkit you can return to before any important speech. If you would like to support professional SKZ Publishing, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.